So I got the most delightful email today from a gentleman who was having some technical difficulties, and he adorably wondered in his Catholic guilt if it was God telling him not to contact me because I had made comments about fucking Lucifer. This delights me. It really does. On one hand, it does, because I don't actually believe in Lucifer. I was raised Catholic, but I gave that up by age 13. if anything, I think we make our own mythos. I think a lot of us have the same mythos. But I think that gods and demons and stuff have the power that we personally give them, because we are powerful creatures. So I believe Lucifer only has the power that I give him, and since I don't actually believe in him, I can't actually fuck him. But, you know, if there is a Lucifer out there that is basically like Neil Gaiman's Lucifer, you know, the one on TV or in the comic books, the Sandman comic books or the Lucifer comics, honey, you can look me up anytime. I write about you out of love, my friend. But I'm not a bad girl. I mean, I like bad things sometimes, but I'm not a bad girl. I don't think anything that I do or share is bad. I think I'm just offering information. I'm not Lilith or Eve. I'm the apple. It's up to you whether you want to take a bite out of me. I'm just here. Bear in mind, you came looking for me. I can't do anything that you don't let me do to you. I can't corrupt you unless you let me. It's all a choice. So call me what you want, angel, devil, priestess, goddess, demon, succubus. It's always up to you whether or not you choose to keep listening, whether you choose to do what I tell you to do. Like when I tell you to touch yourself, I tell you to get excited for me. Or did you just get excited knowing that I was touching myself? It's all your choice to keep listening. It's totally your choice whether or not you want to join in. But I teach you what I open your mind to. It's all just knowledge. It's not good or bad. It's just what you do with it. I promise I can make it feel really, really good. So tell me. Do you want to take a bite? If I were to lay down in front of you and spread my thighs and you were to see my juices, all drippy and ripe like an apple before you, all sweet and fragrant, baking to be licked and sucked and nibbled on, swallowed, Would you do it? Would you lean forward and just lap up my juices? Scent how ripe I was. Let your tongue play over that little seed of pleasure right above the entrance to my core. Eating your mouth on it, offering you knowledge, new ideas, escape, passion. Your face covered in my juices. Lick them up. Drink me. Suck on that little seed of my pleasure, please. Before you think that I'm the problem, before you think that I'm the naughty one, that I'm the temptress, the devil in disguise, just remember, you always had a choice. You always chose. And I'll always be right here, waiting for you to take a big old bite.